It seems like it was just yesterday, but it was 10 years ago when everyone in and around Baltimore had the chance to be part of the very first Baltimore Beer Week. I got together with Baltimore Beer Week founder Joe Gold to talk about this year's celebration of beer.
It is absolutely on, Jefferson. Great to see you again, by the way. Earlier today, we had the Baltimore Beer Legends Hall of Fame event at the Mount Washington Tavern. And then at, we had the King of the Pins event over at Wiley Gunther's already. And it's just going to roll on out from here. We got hundreds of events over the next 10 days, and it's back, year number 10.
This is the fourth year of inductees to the Baltimore Beer Legends Hall of Fame. I asked Joe about this year's class.
We inducted four unique kind of experience, individual, iconic brand, establishment kind of stuff. So Beer Week's been around for 10 years. The Baltimore Beer Legends Hall of Fame has been around for about four of those years. And this year was really cool. We inducted Rob Casper as the individual. He is the guy who was a longtime editor at the Baltimore Sun, who really covered the beer business in its infancy and sort of informed the general public through his writing on what was going on. There was no real other outlet at that stage. We inducted Max's Tap House, which is the iconic place in Baltimore for craft beer. You can get just about any beer there. They're the first establishment we've ever inducted into the Hall of Fame. The brand, you know, not made here anymore necessarily. Well, I know it's not made here anymore, but it is iconic in our world. It's the Natty Bo. So National Bohemian went in today as the iconic brand that it is. And then my proudest moment of the day really was to induct an experience. The experience of beer and crabs, or crabs and beer, how we mostly say it. The fact that we're the only city on the planet that could experience that like we do, it makes sense to put it in the Baltimore Beer Legends Hall of Fame, and everybody in this town has had an experience eating crabs and beer. It's about the individuals, it's about the brewers, it's about the patrons who go to those. It's always about the establishments, tap rooms, taverns, pubs, places like that, special events, venues, that sort of thing. It's absolutely about the brands. How many brands can you taste this week in the next 10 days? I mean, there's so many brands you'll have an opportunity to taste, and some are first time ever coming out of the box, and some will never be back. This is the time to get out and experience those things, and then the experience is Beer Week. So get out, try some fun stuff, go to venues that you've never even been to before, and see what's out there. We're asking the population to embrace all things beer in a land of pleasant living. That's our theme.
You can get a complete listing of events happening from today through Sunday, October 21st, by visiting BaltimoreBeerWeek.com. Have fun and enjoy the magic of savoring great beer with family and friends. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from the Liquor Pump. 8535 Old Harford Road in Parkville. Empty? Fill up at the pump.